Welcome to worship on this fifth Sunday of Easter, May the 2nd, 2021. I am Leanne Darlington, the pastor at Zion Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg and the interim pastor at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Linwood. Our weather again this week was a mixed bag. We were humid earlier in the week, and then on Friday we saw cooler temperatures and lots of wind as we ended the month of April. We can only hope for more spring-like weather in the coming weeks. Some announcements for today. Cards made by the community were delivered to the retirement home residents at Nithview this past week. Their lockdown ended on Monday, and the residents were very happy to be out of their rooms. And they were also so happy to receive the cards made by members of the Wilmot Township community. More cards were dropped off at our drop-off locations this week, so the long-term care residents will also be receiving a card in the next week or so. The response from the community has been both uplifting and tremendous in these continued times of pandemic. We give thanks to God for the love that has been shared to our elders in long-term care. The Wilmot Family Resource Center in New Hamburg has an ongoing need for items for their food bank program. The most needed items right now are stew and chili, beans and sauce, examples, pork and beans, brown beans, etc., 100% real fruit juice, hot drinks such as tea and coffee for coffee makers and instant coffee, crackers and rice. To drop off food donations at the Wilmot Family Resource Center, you may do so. You can either do so by calling ahead at 519-662-2731, or you may also drop off food donations Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., in the blue food donation tote bin at the bottom of the wooden ramp by their back door. Items may also be left in the bin at Zion, or you can call Pastor Leanne and she will pick up any items at your home to drop off at the WFRC. Coffee hour again takes place at 11 a.m. today. Have you considered joining us? We have lots of discussion time and there is always lots of laughter and joy. Please remember that Zion relies on your contributions in these times. Thank you to all who continue to support and pray for our congregation. Let us begin our service with confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess to God and to one another our failure to love our neighbor. God of mercy, we confess that we have not borne the fruit of the Spirit. We have not loved others as you love us. We have denied the promises of baptism and cut ourselves off from you. Forgive us, restore us, that we may abide in your love and live out your mercy. For the sake of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Our declaration of forgiveness. You have already been cleansed by the word that God has spoken to you. In baptism, God has claimed you and joined you to Christ as branches to a vine. Believe the promise given to you. In Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray. O God, you give us your Son as the vine apart from whom we cannot live. Nourish our life in his resurrection, that we may bear the fruit of love and know the fullness of your joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our opening hymn this morning is from the ELW hymn number 359, Where Charity and Love Prevail.